It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to The So-So Show with Visit Southampton. Make it a Christmas to remember in Southampton. It's a weekly look at life in the city, hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. And we shine a light this week on local charities helping families through hard times.
She started looking into it and realised that we didn't actually have anything in this area. But we're here to provide a positive focus, you know, helping them to make the most of the time they do have, create lasting memories and just make each moment matter.
How's your week been, Zoe?
Well, you know what the highlight was? The pantomime! Yes! Finally!
And what a fantastic pantomime it is this year.
So, Cinderella at the Mayflower Theatre. Oh my goodness. It was the best pantomime I have ever seen. It was absolutely wonderful. It was just brilliant. You've got Craig Revel-Horwood playing such a brilliant baddie, Demonica. Richard Cadell, who is normally with Sooty. They bought the magic, didn't they? Sooty was brilliant. Sweep was brilliant. And Richard doing the magic tricks and it all being intertwined. I just thought it was a marvellous, brilliant, beautiful performance.
Sweep clearly stole the show with his rendition of Ness and Dorma.
And you might remember, that actually Richard Cadell, when I interviewed him, he gave us a little inside track on that, didn't he?
In those interviews, Debbie McGee also mentioned that she has a tendency to forget her lines, and she did do that.
Yes.
My two favourite bits are the routine where they tell a story with clips of songs.
Yeah, brilliant.
And the bit at the end where they do the song involving the slapstick routine. And you watch it and the timing is just insane. I wouldn't be able to manage that. I'd just be too completely lost with everything else that was going on around me.
It was great, wasn't it? Yeah, the whole thing is brilliant. And Richard as Buttons as well. Very, very funny. The whole thing was just, it was just beautiful. I loved it. And have you ever been tempted to go and join in a panto? Have you ever been part of an Amdram or anything like that?
No, I've never been tempted to get up on stage. I was once reluctantly dragged on stage by the Chuckle Brothers to take part in, you know how pre-COVID there would be bits at the end where they'd get members of the public up?
Yeah.
I was set up by the Mayflower and me and our friend Martin and a couple of other people got involved in this routine. I've still got the video clip. I'm very, very fond of it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You know that I've been in panto before.
Yes, you've mentioned it.
I've done a few. So, but it was always Aladdin. I don't know how and I don't know why, but Aladdin is a great pantomime because you've got Widow Twanky and you've got Abenaza and, you know, it's a great pantomime. I was supposed to be a dancer. Right. And I did do a bit of dancing, but I basically played a monkey and a panda. They paid me for it as well. I was paid to be a monkey and a panda.
Did you have any lines?
No, I just had to nod and jump.
So enjoy Cinderella at the Mayflower until January. There are no Saturday performances, obviously, because Craig Revel-Horwood is busy on telly. Now, this week, we're going to spotlight some charities who do fantastic work locally. We'll start with Baby Necessities. They're a local baby bank providing new and pre-loved items to families in need. Lauren is one of the founders and told Zoe how they got started.
My friend Hayley, who I started it with, is the mastermind behind it. She'd seen a Dispatches documentary a couple of years ago, and it sort of always resonated with her that she wanted to do something, and she started looking into it and realised that we didn't actually have anything in this area.
Right.
That specifically did all these things, and we both had two small children each at the time, and it just took a while to get going. And then last year, it just sort of hit like a real sort of pinnacle part where we were in lockdown. There were more families in need than ever, and we just thought, no, let's just go for it, and started speaking to local sort of authorities and things like that, and we just went from there. And yeah, we've been going a year now, and it's just snowballed, really.
Do people or authorities come to you and say, okay, these people need these things, and how specific are they?
Yeah, so we get referrals from professionals. Literally just before I spoke to you, I've just had two social workers come by and pick some things up for some families they support. Just sort of means we don't have to vet anyone. They're already in contact with these families and supporting them, so they fill in a form on our website and it lists everything that we do, which is pretty much anything a child under five may need, and then we put that together and they come and collect it and take it to the family.
Baby necessities, I mean, it's just a brilliant thing, because when you have a baby, there are so many things that you have in your house. And I'd go second hand, because as soon as you put a child near anything, it's done with, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's got sick on it, or it's got, you know, anything else on it. And you think, okay, well, let's pass this on. And I would always buy second hand if I could. And it's just a great thing to be able to pass things on or buy something new for a child.
It is. And like, equally, you get people that are over prepared. They have a baby shower or something like that, and they get bought duplicates of things that they never use, because you realise when a baby's tall and small that you don't put them in as many outfits as you think. They just stay in a baby grow. And so we have all these surplus things that people have been given that have still got like the tags on and things like that.
Right.
So yeah, it's just nice that people are able to pass them on to us and we can get them to the people that actually need them.
And what kind of things do you sort of collect to pass on?
Oh, it's anything really. It changes week by week. It can be cots, push chairs, toiletries, breast pumps, sort of maternity pads and breast pads, bottles, literally anything that you could think of for a child. And the things we take vary week by week depending on the referrals that come in. So we do a wish list every Wednesday of the things that we need ready for our donation day on the Friday.
And so how does that work then? You put the wish list out. I've seen that you've got a Facebook group. Is there anywhere else that people can sort of get in touch?
Yeah, we've got the Facebook page. We've also got our website and Instagram. So we post it across our socials, the things that we need. And we have a link to our Amazon wish list. So if you can't make it in to see us, you can purchase things from there and they get delivered. Or we get people that pop down on the Friday with items that they've already got and then drop them off to us.
And where do they drop off? Do you have like some sort of massive warehouse or...?
It's not massive, but we're just in Romsey. We're in an industrial park there, and we've got a unit that's got all like lots of shelves and storage and everything. So everything's there. So people just come down here on a Friday and drop it to us.
That's great, isn't it? And what's your hope and what's your wish for 2022?
One of the biggest things is we need to move. We completely run out of space. What will happen is we'll run out of something, but we'll have turned it away the week before because we didn't have the space to store it. And it's
right.
A bit of a vicious cycle. So if we had more space, then we could have more things. And the demand on our service, especially with the refugee crisis as well, is just getting more and more. So we just need a bigger space to operate out of, more storage so we can do our referrals quicker.
Well, fantastic. So if anybody can help with the space or anybody can help with donations of any sort, then get in touch with Baby Necessities. Thank you so much for that, Lauren.
That's all right, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
If you can help with providing a bigger space or you'd like to donate and help Lauren and the Baby Necessities team with donations, please visit babynecessities.co.uk to find out more.
Isn't it a wonderful thing that they're doing there?
It makes me wish I hadn't gone to so many of those pre-loved sales.
Right.
Trying to sell all the old baby stuff. If I'd have known I could have just donated it to people in need straight away via that organisation, then I would have just taken it all there.
But your kids are 17 and 15 now. That didn't exist.
I think the only baby things I still have left in the house are those plastic covers that go in plug sockets. Got loads of those, but that's it now.
Do you know what? Something was spotted. It was in Winchester this week. This is a big spot. This is a big coup. In Winchester, round the back of the cathedral on Monday, round by the Pilgrim School, you know where they have the Christmas market all round that way?
Yeah.
They were filming The Crown.
Which famous cast members were in the area?
I don't know that, but I know that people were walking past and clocking it. And I think because the new series will be when William and Harry are a little bit older, and somebody was holding a sign saying, "We love you, William."
Oh, it's always exciting when you see TV cameras in your manor, because you then just want to see it on TV, don't you?
And there's some more royal news as well, because Craig David, Southampton's very own, Craig David got his MBE from Prince Charles at Windsor Castle this week.
Have you seen the photo of the two of them? And Charles is standing there with his hands slightly apart, and you kind of wonder what he was saying to him.
He was saying, "Rewind."
Well, as long as he wasn't doing a Bo Selector impression, I'm sure Craig was probably relieved, because the novelty of that wore off a long time ago.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, school is breaking up and finishing for Christmas, and this means challenging times are ahead for some very vulnerable families. And the Holiday Activity Food Programme is here to help. Lakbir Singh is Head of Group Operations for Planet Education.
So the Department of Education, alongside an initiative set up by Marcus Rashford for promoting free school meals, came up with an initiative to support vulnerable children during non-term time. The initiative and the programme is called Holiday Activities and Food Programme.
And that is going on in Southampton? Because we sort of get, I got where he was coming from, that, you know, there are vulnerable children that need feeding, and they don't need feeding just in term time. They need it in the holidays as well. So how does that come about?
So the purpose is to coordinate the free holiday provision, and that includes healthy food and enrichment activities for children, as I said, who receive benefits related free school meals. In addition, what this does, it provides activities in a safe and socially environment. It allows children to integrate and be a part of a bigger purpose, to make new friends, and particularly one of the biggest benefits is to educate young children on the benefits of nutrition and the values of a healthy meal.
It's a brilliant thing that you do. What kind of activities do they get up to?
So there's a range of activities which one can participate in, and they all range in terms of multi-sports activities, and there's art, craft. Here in Southampton, we're working with a leading bike company, we're working with African music, we're working with the Active Nation, the Keys,
yeah,
the Mayflower Studios, the Pantomime.
Oh, great.
The Saints Foundation, Hampshire Cricket, the list goes on. So very fortunate.
What's your favourite, though? Which one do you go, right, I'm going to go down there then, because then I can get involved in that?
for me, naturally, I'm going to be biased, because as a part of Planet Education, we lead on a number of multi-sports activities. And for me, it's things like badminton and those type of sports, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think these opportunities, we're offering the opportunity as a hub venue from Cantel School during the winter Christmas half, from the 20th of December to the 23rd of December from Cantel School. In addition, there's five other hub venues running from Teslin's Hub, Regent's Park Secondary School, St. Mary's Primary, Bitton Park Secondary and Chamberlain Leisure Centre. So what this primarily does, it pretty much covers the whole of Southampton.
Fantastic. And how do we get involved in this?
Currently, the programme is now live on Southampton City Council's HAF website. The website is hafsouthampton.org/winter. And all the information is on the website. And in addition, Southampton have also brought some tickets for a pantomime, Peter Pan's pantomime, at the Mayflower Studios. Also, participants can visit a football game at the stadium, and there's opportunities for a bespoke day at the Keys, where there's going to be a massive inflatable where the young children can participate and enjoy those activities during the Christmas period.
Lakbir Singh, who's Head of Group Operations for Planet Education, who told Zoe this week all about the Holiday Activity Food Programme.
We have a silly... Well, I have a very silly Christmas tradition. I don't know if you might understand this.
Go on.
But you know when you're wrapping presents for all your friends and whatever, there's quite a lot of stuff around and whatever. And I like to feel quite Christmassy because it's a really laborious job, isn't it? So what I do is I record Songs of Praise, the Christmas edition, where they sing all the carols and always end on Away in a Manger. And I hold on to it for a year. Because that happens on sort of, it might even be on Christmas Eve or something. So I have to hold on to it for a year to make sure that I've got my Christmas wrapping Songs of Praise ready to go. I think it's lovely.
Now, I do almost the same thing, but on a different time frame. Right. What I do is I record carols at King's on Christmas Eve, which is normally on around 6 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
And then play that back at about 11 o'clock at night when I'm wrapping Christmas presents for immediate family that I haven't had chance to do because I've left them till the last minute because then things that don't need to get out the door and go to places. So whilst I'm not waiting 12 months like you, I still do record Christmas carols and then have them on in the background while I'm late night rapping.
I wait months, you wait hours.
Pretty much. So you've got everything sorted pretty much and it's out the door.
I am absolutely sorted, just trying to swerve COVID right now.
I think everybody is now.
Yes.
And it's a strange old situation, isn't it? And it's nice to see that the majority of people are policing themselves.
Yeah.
In as much as they're saying, right, well, I don't want to ruin that, so I'm going to be sensible and not do this.
A mate of mine was on the most Christmassy train ever the other day. So they'd been up to London to see a show and then they came back in the evening, so quite late at night, and they got stuck for an hour at Basingstoke. Now, not the most Christmassy place. However, the carriage that they were on all sort of jumped into action. So while they're stuck there for an hour, once people realised, okay, we're going to be here for a while, there was some guy and he said, I'm a magician. Who wants to see some magic? So he starts doing tricks around the carriage and that's brilliant. Then somebody else said, I've got a guitar. Let's sing a song. She said that train journey, or when they were stopped, was better than the show that they'd been to see in London.
I love the fact that everyone was getting involved in making it less of a chore and more enjoyable.
Yeah, I think every train carriage should have one.
A magician and a musician on hand, just in case.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Now, if you're a business looking for a new charity to support in 2022, let us introduce you to the Dragonfly Cancer Trust. They work towards providing memorable moments for children who are life limited. Sarah's from the charity and told Zoe more about how they help.
We support young cancer patients under the age of 25 who are palliative, so they often have very limited time left and work with the Southampton General Hospital. But we come in at a really difficult time for families, but we're here to provide a positive focus, you know, helping them to make the most of the time they do have, create lasting memories and just make each moment matter.
And so how is it that you go about that? How do you facilitate all of those things?
So we either give a family a cash gift or we arrange a last-minute experience. So us, the cash gifts are really important, especially with the teenagers sort of having their own money to spend. And also days can become quite unpredictable as well. So families don't know, you know, when the next pain-free day is going to come along. So having that, you know, pot of money there enables them to, you know, seize the moment, you know, when a good day comes along and make the most of that day.
And what kind of things do they go and do?
It's a very personal request that we grant. And I'm always quite humbled by the request as well, especially teenagers. So a lot of them want to buy gifts to leave behind. You know, they have a very clear idea in their head, especially when they're aware of their prognosis, of the things that they want to do and achieve in the time they've got. They might want to treat their mum and their sister to a spa day, or, you know, buy gifts for grandparents and siblings to leave behind and you know, create something to be remembered by as well. The money's there to spend as they wish. Just last week we had a little one wanting to do a trolley dash at the toy store. We're very busy at the moment because a lot of families want to do early Christmases. So
yeah.
As a 7-year-old just this week, we've helped them sort of bring Christmas forward, as it were. And just simple things as well. You know, little things like I want to treat my parents to a takeaway. Recently, we've had a teenager to and well cleaned hospital, but he just wants some more kind of games and treats and things that he can do from his hospital bed.
Yeah.
But things he wanted to choose himself as well. So that money's there for them to the wish, really.
And you say that there are like cash gifts given. Is there mm-hmm. anything else? Would you get involved in organising a Christmas or an experience day?
Yeah, so each request is taken on its own merit, and whether it's appropriate to give a cash gift or we can jump in and make something happen very, very last minute.
Right.
So we've had requests before where a little one, it's been quite poorly, but it's, you know, having a good day and getting calls saying, is there any chance you can do something for this afternoon or tomorrow? And, you know, because we're a small team, we can just stop what we're doing and pick up the phone and try and make things happen. Things like the VIP at Legoland or to visit Thomas the Tank Engine World to meet the Fat Controller and things like that. So we do get involved because we're a small team. We can just make things happen incredibly quickly.
Yeah.
And that's what the families need as well.
And how does somebody get involved in the Dragonfly Cancer Trust?
Well, first of all, visiting our website and reading a bit more about what we do. Obviously, you can make a donation that way. And we're really looking to raise the profile, sort of, you know, especially in Southampton. This is the number of requests that we get from Southampton General. So taking on a challenge for next year. You know, we have Great North Runners that travel from all over the country to do the Great North Run, holding their own fundraising events. We're also promoting a Christmas raffle at the moment to win a brand new Mini.
So that's the kind of raffle that you really want tickets for, to win a car. If you're looking for a charity to support in 2022, then the Dragonfly Cancer Trust would love to chat to you.
Right, we've got some what's-ons with Visit Southampton, Make It a Christmas to Remember in Southampton. But do you know what? I've had a little look ahead. I'm going to tell you what's going on in January. So at the Mayflower Theatre, January is actually looking really, really good. So first of all, they start off with Everybody's Talking About Jamie. I am down to see that. I can't wait for that one.
It looks like a really good show.
Then there's a really interesting one called The Pundits. This is only on one night, and it's Jeff Stelling, Matt Letizier, and some other panellists who are football pundits, and it's called The Pundits, and they're talking football stories and... Yeah, there'll be lots going on that. And that sounds really good, right? And Jeff Stelling, I could sit and listen to him for hours.
It's just like the Soccer Saturday, but on stage.
Yes, exactly that. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks is going to be awesome. They've got the Night Sky Show. They've got grown-ups, as in grown-ups. and then they've got the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, which I am told, I've only read the book, I've never seen it on stage, but I am told this is a phenomenal show.
I saw it last time, it was at the Mayflower, and it was just fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, really, really good.
That's a must-see, isn't it?
I'd have a couple of tissues in your pocket as well.
Oh, okay. And then at the Brook... If you're looking to go out in January, and I'm always looking to go out in January, Fleetwood Mac are on, Absolute Bowie and REM by Stipe.
And you know they've just announced that Years and Years are going to be performing there as well in February.
Oh, wow. So that's Bastille and Years and Years. They're all choosing the Brook to do their little warm-up gigs, are they?
It's a great little venue for them to do a dry run before they then head out and try those songs on bigger stages, yes.
I love the Brook. I think it's great. And of course, the Christmas walking trail round Southampton, that's still going on. You've got the North Pole and the South Pole. It's all for free. It's outside so you can wander around, collect up all the letters from all the places that you need to go to, and then you get a prize at the end of it. All completely free.
Excellent stuff. Now, if you've got something going on in the new year that you'd like us to feature, or you're involved in a charity or an organisation you'd like us to spotlight, please do get in touch. And if you're not already following our social media, please do. You'll find us on all the usual channels. Set your notifications up, because you never know, we might have something good to give away that you won't want to miss out on.
Exactly. And do you know what? I know that there's something coming up this week that is very, very big and is going to be a super duper Christmas treat for you.
Excellent. Have a great week, Zoe.
And you, Simon. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark on Southampton's podcast, The So So Show.